The delegation, led by the Tumukuru Kuru Richard Babini Kantong, was to congratulate President Akufo-Addo on some of the flagship programs of government, including the free SHS, the planting for food and jobs, and the One Village, One Dam. He said the region is particularly grateful to the government as the Upper West is the largest beneficiary of the planting for food and jobs program. Kuru Babini Kantong, who is also the president of the Upper West Regional House of Chiefs, used the occasion to table some demands of the region. Key among them is the need to convert the WA campus of the University for Development Studies to a fully fledged university. He commended the president for naming the WA Polytechnic after Dr. Hilal Liman and asked the president to equip the Polytechnic to meet the conversion criteria to become a technical university. Kuru Babini Kantong proposed the establishment of a Shearnut Development Authority just as Cocoa Board.
Autonomy for the University for Development Studies, UDS, WA campus into a fully fledged university. Assistance for the WA Polytechnic with the requisite faculty members and infrastructure to meet the conversion criteria to a technical university. We commend government for accepting the proposal to name the Polytechnic after the late Dr. Hilal Liman, the President of the Third Republic of Ghana. The other concerns are establishment of a shared development board for the share industry. Generally, we have the mandate of the chiefs and people of the Upper West region to congratulate you and your government for all the flagship programs that have so far been initiated. Parents with wards in senior secondary schools, trainee nurses and teachers can testify to this. Through the fertilizer subsidy of the Planting for Food and Jobs program, money has been put in people's pockets. Our region is on record to have had the largest number of beneficiaries under the first phase of the Planting for Food and Jobs.
President Akufo-Addo said the process to convert the WA campus of the UDS to an autonomous university has already begun. He assured the chiefs that the government will support the WA Polytechnic to meet the conversion criteria. With regard to security, President Akufo-Addo said government will make protection of its citizenry a priority and resource the police to adequately fight crime.
It's important that the criminal and organized gangs in this country know that the state is not prepared just to lie down and watch them do what they like in Ghana. We shouldn't allow it. All of us, traditional authorities, the central government, regional, local governments, we should come together in a very strong way to make sure that our country is not overrun by criminal elements and that we provide an atmosphere of peace and stability to enable the lives of our compatriots to prosper and develop. It is the reason why we have made this effort to find a large sum of money. It's not been easy because the public finances of our country were not in a good state when we came into our office. But with prudent management, with honest management, we're now able to gather more and more resources to enable us to equip the law enforcement agencies with the necessary wherewithal to be able to undertake this fight.
President Akufo-Addo said government will come out with steps to make the Ghana Beyond Aid a reality. As custom demands, the chiefs gave President Akufo-Addo cola and a smock.
Brighton Trauma filed that report.